Simple.
Happy Tuesday, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Oh, tonight in the Bronx, Sybil and Player, I'm Santa Rice Salsa Con Fuego. It's in the Bronx.
Oh, really?
Look for me.
Oh, you doing it Tuesday night there? Oh, I've always wanted to go. I've heard him advertised
nice?
All the time.
I heard it was nice.
I hear it's really, really, really nice.
Salsa Con Fuego.
Yeah.
Fuego.
And they do a
Fuego.
Tuesday night set. And I've always wanted to go.
It's like jamming up there, man.
Yeah, yeah. All right. We got a special in studio jam this morning.
Yes, we do.
Oh, man. Yes,
Silk.
Do we.
Wow, bring it.
Yes.
Bring it.
Freak me, baby.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Let me lick you up and down. Okay, all right.
That's the way to start your Tuesday morning.
Okay, all right.
Play with us if you want to.
Okay. Queen Latifah's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Her movie with Terrence J, you saw. Perfect Match.
Yeah.
And you say Robin Givens looks exceptionally well.
She does.
She looks amazing.
Like there's a body double somewhere.
Yeah, there's a body that's aging in a closet somewhere.
She did not age at all.
And Robin Givens just comes out and looks exceptional. Yeah.
Like a knockout.
Yeah, she really does.
And she's
51?
51, and she
two,
looks,
three.
And she looks
31, something.
31,
mm-hmm.
Robin Givens.
Yep.
Has she had a black man since Mike Tyson?
That might be the answer. That might be why. So good. I'm just saying. Doesn't age you as much.
That's what you're trying to say, a black man.
All I'm saying is she looks good at 51. I don't think she's had a black man since Mike Tyson, and that was when she was 31.
Right. So
it stops the aging.
It does. It take it from one who knows, I guess, huh, Jay?
Oh, working with one, huh?
They will age you. Yeah, she looks great. Yeah, it's a cute movie. And Latifah is not in it, but she is one of the
executive producers along with Terrence J.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you finished House of Cards?
That's why I'm not in good sorts today. I got caught up. I watched two more episodes last night. Oh my God.
Okay, well, let me
How
just
close
ask
is
you.
It to what's happening, y'all? Because I haven't
Extremely
seen
Extremely close.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
To what's going on right now.
This minute.
That's right.
Yes.
And you know,
including
Russia. And if you watch, how, including Russia. They don't have Putin, they have Petrov.
Yeah.
And this is extremely close.
Yeah.
If you have Netflix and you are watching House of Cards, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. If the vote came down to Donald Trump or Frank Underwood, I'd take Frank Underwood.
I'd have to go with Frank Underwood. Although I'm more scared of Frank Underwood than I am of Donald Trump. Man, that is so crazy how close it is to some things that are going on
right now.
Minute.
Okay.
And
I won't spoil it. I want to, but I won't.
But it is.
I'll give you a chance.
You can spoil it for me because I want to know what's happening.
Okay. But it does point to the fact that today is a very important day for a number of people in a number of states. And that would be Florida, Illinois, Missouri, North Carolina, and Ohio especially. Big voting day in those states. And early voting has already taken place and has broken records in some places. The weather is not good in Illinois, but let that not be a factor in keeping you home. There are a lot of things on the ballot that are very important in the state of Illinois, including the state's attorney's race, which is vitally important to the city of Chicago and to that county of Cook.
Hillary Clinton will be on this morning, and another roundtable question from our panel.
She's coming up at 7:50
Central. 7:50
Central,
Hillary Clinton.
So who do you think's going to win, Sib? I mean, you think Trump's going to...
This is going to be a really interesting race because Trump is really running on all cylinders, even as a result of this weekend, and in which people were.
I don't think that stopped him at all. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Jay, I think that it has amped up a lot of his supporters.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you think that's what's happening in Florida? They say the early voting breaks records in Florida. Is that good for Is that good for Trump?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure who it's good for. But because Florida is so very important for Marco Rubio, that's his state. And this is a make or break for him if he doesn't do well. And it is, you know, take all of the delegates and walk away. But it also speaks to it. And Ohio is very big for Kasich, who is the governor of that state. Illinois is important because that's Hillary Clinton's birth state. But you can't depend upon the polls anymore, especially look what happened in Michigan.
Okay. Well, so this is a big day for voting. Of course, tomorrow we'll have Ken Smuckler on and the Smuckler Report.
You can't come on today. Oh.
You can't wait, huh?
What the smuck?
You just like saying that.
Huh? Sybil, I think there's something very, very wrong with Janet Jackson's health.
I do, too.
Yeah. Because now she has canceled dates of her U.S. tour.
Last week it was the European tour,
and they claimed it was low ticket sales, which I think
it's low ticket sales, player.
Not in Europe.
Yeah. Some of her tickets are up to $1,500.
That might be true in the United States.
And then $200.
They'll pay any amount of money in Europe.
Even
if they're dead. They love the music over there in the U.K. And
$1,500?
Yeah. Yes. I've seen it.
For different artists, maybe not for Janet.
No.
I think it's low sale.
For any artist. That's the thing about concerts in Europe. They just love whatever people put out. And they'll pay any amount of money.
She is 63 years old. I mean, the woman is 63. I mean, that's
not.
And she's been in bad health.
Nor is it necessary.
Yeah, she's up there in age, Sip. Yeah. She was with the Jackson. It was just a Jackson 2.
Whatever.
I mean, come on. Lady's up there.
I hope that it is. You know, I would hope that it is sales and not her health, because we know, you know, what happened. And she took time off. And then she came back and said all of the rumors were not true, but I really hope that it is not.
Mama June has been trying to lose some weight.
Okay.
And she passed out.
Yeah.
She passed out a couple of times.
Yeah.
She was trying to lose weight so she could get down to a weight that was reasonable enough.
So she could get the weight.
Get the operation, right.
But she kept passing out, so they said, all right, skip that. Let's just go straight. And she got the gastric sleeve.
She should have gotten something cut
on
off.
On both arms? Damn, I'm quick. I'm just so quick.
You know, what's wrong with me? When you have to say it.
I don't want to hit. I know you don't.
It's quick. I know.
One thing I do know about myself, and it's been said before, the man's quick.